All right, we're discussing a girl with a pearl earring. Present are?
Same people.
No. Nancy. Two different files we got to do. Yeah.
Sorry, I have my mouth full. Nancy.
Steve.
Jane.
Rudy.
Mark.
And?
Well, I'll start just by the obvious that I thought it was a visually astoundingly beautiful film. I loved watching it. I can't say I thought too much of the plot. I read the book, so I already knew everything that was going to happen because...
Did it stick pretty close to the book?
Yeah, it stuck pretty close to the book, and it's, you know, very simple plot. The book was simple, this is simple. But I thought every shot could have been a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And the colors were gorgeous. You know, there were these lovely Rembrandt-esque, if you ask me, kind of.
It should have been Vermeer-esque.
Well, I know, but it was more Rembrandt-esque than Vermeer-esque, even. And you know, these lovely Dutch interiors, and I just enjoyed it for the purely just for visual reasons.
Okay. End of discussion.
I appreciate it for those reasons as well. I mean, the shots of them walking, her Scarlett Johansson and her film boyfriend walking along the canal
mm-hmm.
in the twilight, that was really, really beautiful. And all the shots of her face, you know, are just really beautiful. But it was kind of like one more of those shots and I would have felt it's like, it's over the top. It's kind of like the Zoolander kind of look. She looks at me one more time like that, or licks her lips one more time. That's too much.
Yeah, this is just a wonderful period piece. Yeah, it was really well done. Yeah, I know it's not a film that you can talk about.
I was surprised we chose it.
I that's what I was saying to Mark. I don't know why we saw this film. In fact, this is a film I wouldn't have seen.
So how many people here voted for it?
I voted for it because of the options that were given. That was the best one to me.
I didn't. How come you got chosen?
What did you choose?
I did either Japanese Story, which was an out, of course, or Eileen. That's what I said.
I didn't vote. Sorry.
I didn't vote either.
Yeah. Oh, that's why we got to see this.
I think people voted who aren't even here, though.
Yes, they
are. It's your
fault. Well, I think Eric voted for it because it was convenient. He knew it was playing on the peninsula. And it's been playing for a while, and I haven't gone to see it. I mean, I didn't feel moved, and then all of a sudden it turned into this was the film we were going to do, and I didn't have a chance.
I've said worse things, but I could just say it's dispensable. I can't, don't you? I mean, is it?
I saw it.
Would you recommend it? Say,
yeah.
Go see this film.
I would say it's worth seeing for the visual beauty of it. That's what I say. I don't think it's worth seeing for some
for anything else.
But I love period pieces. I'm a sucker for period pieces, and I thought this one was really well done. I would tell people to see it, but I would tell people to see it who I knew would appreciate it.
That way,
mm-hmm. Yes. I wouldn't tell people I know they want to go see the Fast and Furious 12. They would see it.
Right.
Fast and Furious 12.
He made that up. I got it.
See, like I'm running around telling everybody they must not miss Monster. You know, I'm saying, you've got to go see this.
Well, it's just not that kind of film.
No.
See, there's one Holocaust films. I've been recommending a film called Gloomy Sunday for people to go see. It's a beautiful film.
I saw Gloomy Sunday, and it's a good film.
It's a good film.
Gloomy Sunday.
I saw it, which is, it just passed through, right?
It's still out in the theaters. It's about Budapest.
Right.
During World War II.
Oh, it is.
Right at the beginning.
And
it's about a menage a trois.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful film. Really well done.
I haven't seen that one.
Nice ending too.
Yeah, I like the whole thing.
In terms of meat, in terms of discussion meat, it has a lot more than this film.
But
the thing is, the thing that kind of gets me about this film is that the characters are so, all the characters
of which film?
Girl
or
the pearl earring.
That you can't see into them deep. Not that they're not deep.
Right.
You can't see into them deep, and you can't get involved with them deep. But that's kind of like looking at
the surface of the painting.
Right.
Yeah.
That who is this woman? Who is Mona Lisa? Who is this woman?
Mm-hmm.
Who is this painter? Who were the loves of their lives?
Yeah.
And so we see, you know, the surface of that also in the characters in this film. And so, you know, on the one hand, I would have liked to have something deeper and meatier. And on the other hand, I appreciate if that's what the effect that they were going for, then it's appropriate for this film and this content.
Yeah.
Looking at
a series of paintings.
Right.
Right. I have a question about that. The one thing I thought about, why did the artist never speak up or defend or do any more than he did?
Well, he fell on the brush.
What?
The tortoise shell. Hairpiece.
The hairpiece.
Yeah.
When it was missing and they were going to toss her out of the house, he's the one who went through the whole house to find it. Because he knew she didn't take it.
Right.
He defended her right
later. What is he? What is his role in the family?
He's a painter. He's obsessed with painting.
I know. Wait. Let me ask this question.
Okay,
later.
I don't know.
He was the mother of his mother-in-law was organizing his work for him.
Organizing the money.
The connection.
The
commissions.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And he just sat there and waited for the work to come.
Mm-hmm.
Am I right?
The money to come. The work to come?
The commissions. Okay. He wouldn't pay just to paint.
Yes, he did,
but he... That's how he got money, though.
Okay. Yeah,
he commissions the money, whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody told him what to do and what not to do. Was that his role?
Well, he did take a stand in the end, where Scarlett Johansson was going to pose with his patron, and the last time that happened, the patron. And so he somehow made an arrangement with the patron, all painter, but you can't be there, you know. And so he did, on her behalf, make that arrangement. And one thing I thought about at that during that stage of the story was when she had this opportunity to leave that life altogether. Her boyfriend said, "Come, you know, marry me, be the butcher's wife, we'll have a life, you don't have to be beholden to anybody," you know, when she was, you know, this was even before she knew that she wasn't going to get raped by the patron, but, and she didn't tell him that, yeah, I'll come with you, I'll leave all this.
She didn't.
No, and it's left up to you to figure out that she did that because she felt she owed this painter, she had to get him out of the trouble that he was in with his mother-in-law and with the patron, and she could do this by posing, even though it put her at risk.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you had to figure that out. But it could have been brought out a little bit more in terms of clues as to what her motivation to do that was, in terms of a look or something she gave to the painter,
mm-hmm.
that says that she doesn't want to be here, but she knows she needs to be here.
There was more to it than that, I think. Now I'm reading some of this in from the book, I think. And the book is sort of, there's more about that comes out about this. Part of it is that she's kind of in love with him.
The painter.
Not in love, that's the wrong way to put it.
Fascinated.
But she's sort of really drawn to him. And part of being drawn to him is it turns out, has a lot of feeling for art and for painting
mm-hmm.
herself.
Because of her father.
You see that, some of that. Yeah, the father is the background, and then she gets to mix his paints. And I mean, she
it's a window on the world that she could never be in.
Not directly, but he obviously sees her gift for seeing. He gets mm-hmm. her gift for seeing, and he sort of begins to be kind of like a mentor to her and takes her down a path of understanding what painting and art is about. And I think that kept her in the house as much as anything else.
Well, I think he probably didn't want to get too involved with her, too defensive of her, because they would think they're sleeping together. And he didn't want
the wife was already quite jealous.
So the more he's going to defend her, the more they're going to think
jealous.
Yeah.
Just jealous is not what she was. She was bizarre. She was
bizarre.
Bizarre.
Bizarrely and bizarrely jealous.
You painted her with my earrings?
How could you?
Is that like symbolic of having done the deed, or is that all there was? You painted her with my earrings.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was sort of next door to having her wear the servant wear her clothes. Something is giving her something quite intimate. I think she felt it as a betrayal.
I could see why she would. I could see that, taking her jewelry
she
and giving it
not,
to somebody who was
she
a
did
servant.
Not take the attitude of anything for art, or oh, I see why you did this, but painting needed. She couldn't see. She had no eye for art at all.
But she said it. Am I that stupid that I can't even see a picture?
And she answers yes.
Well, actually, as long as I think.
And Greet, that's the name of the character.
Yes.
Had a really good eye for art, and I think.
G-R-E-T-E, Greta?
G-R-I-E-T.
Oh, Greta.
She asked for permission to wash, to clean the windows. And the wife doesn't know. Well, don't, why are you asking
why
me that?
Go,
just go, what?
No, it'll change the light.
Right. In the studio. That was, I like that line.
Yeah.
I think the reason why she does blow up the way she does is because she realized
the wife.
This maid can relate to her husband in a way that she never could.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
And that's really what she fears the most.
And in a way that is most important to the husband,
right?
As an artist, more than as a man,
right?
Because as a man, he's completely in the book anyway. He's very
loving with his wife.
Well, it's not loving. He's very sexually involved with his wife.
Well, maybe she's having a baby. She's already pregnant.
Baby after baby.
Right.
It's quite clear. And in the book, it's more explicit.
Oh, that's interesting. Yes. He is involved with his wife sexually. He's caressing her in some nice scenes. And
caressing her?
Caressing her.
Not me.
It's the clock.
It's the clock.
It beats on the hour.
Got it.
And the maid looks at that and wonders, but was she in love with him? I wasn't really clear on that.
She was sort of fascinated by him, is a better way to say it.
Well, there we go, two movies.
Okay, let's meet there.
Is Scarlett destined for stardom?
Oh, I think so.
Out of this?
Well, Lost in Translation and this.
And before that, she was in Horse Whisperer as a teen, and she was also in Ghost World, right?
Yes.
Was there anything else in
Ghost World?
Wasn't she the friend in Ghost World? Yeah.
Well, she was.
And she's 18 now?
I think she's 20, maybe.
20?
Yeah. She's really young. I think she's destined for stardom.
I think so, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think she has a ways to go.
Mm-hmm.
Before she's a really fine actress.
Yes, I.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yeah.
That's a different question.
Different from
Star Wars. Yeah.
She'll be a star as long as thick lips are in vogue.
Close-ups, long lingering close-ups.
But Julia has thick lips, so I mean, obviously, it's been in vogue for a while.
Been in vogue for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Julia who?
Julia
who?
Julia.
What rock have you been living under?
I've never really paid attention to the thickness of the lips. So.
Oh. You don't know that you've been paying attention.
Oh, some of these actresses have had their lips in hand.
Oh, for sure.
Angelina Jolie.
Those lips, I do. I did notice.
Well, and Goldie has the lips, and then she plays on that in First Wives.
Yeah.
Club,
the old college,
where they do the collagen thing, and what's her name, Melanie Griffin, isn't she, or Meg Ryan, one of the two of them.
Meg Ryan is
No. I'm just saying that there was a collagen or a lip thing in of one of them in some other movie. I can't remember which one, like Bonfire of Vanities or something.
Who was that woman and the girl and Hannah and her sisters?
Yeah.
She had her lips done.
Barbara Hershey.
Hemingway?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What did they do to her?
Hemingway.
No.
What did they do to the lips?
They inject it with this.
To make them more
waxy stuff. Waxy.
Did you ever see Absolutely Fabulous?
Missed it.
She had a nightmare. No, the TV show.
Yeah.
And she had a nightmare when she was getting collagen into Jeff. It's hysterical.
Nightmare collagen.
They overdid it.
All right, 14th of March.
So,
is that what we decided?
So, are we done talking about Girl and
Pearl?
Do you have anything more to say?
I don't know anything more.
So, okay. I haven't listened to the previous event, which was Monster and Cooler.
Yeah.
No, I wasn't my ear for Cooler.
You weren't here.
Oh, you did both of those together?
Right.
Oh, I should live. Definitely.
I saw the Cooler, by the way, after our discussion.
You could
have. Oh, you went in?
I thought it was a good movie.
Right.